Thank you, everybody. This takes us to agenda item five, the final matter on today's agenda, and that is PR 2021-005630, VA 2025-00002. It's a request for waiver to IDO requirements. Consensus Planning, Inc. as agent for DBG Properties, Eric Rodall, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of tract RR3B1, Westland South, zoned RML, located between 98th Street Southwest and 118th Street Southwest, containing approximately 11.19 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here today?
Eric Rodall is on.
Oh, hello.
And I believe we have some other folks from our design team.
Oh, good. I see Mr. Strosher. Are you there, sir? Looks like you're unmuted, but I can't seem to hear you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Strosher is a co-host now, so he can share his screen.
Thank you. Mr. Strosher, are you there, sir? Well, it looks like we may be having some technical difficulties. Mr. Strosher, did you want to disconnect and reconnect? Do we have anyone else from the agents here?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I see Scott Eddings here. I think he's part of at least the part of the site plan submittal that was administratively submitted to DFT staff.
This is Scott Eddings with you as always. That is correct. I'm on.
Hello, Mr. Eddings.
Oh.
did you want to begin or was Mr. Strosher going to make the presentation?
I will try.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's get you sworn in. If you'd please state your full name and mailing address for the record, please.
Yes, Scott Eddings, U.S. Dollars, 333 Rio Rancho Boulevard, Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, the application is for a waiver, if I recall correctly, for the number of EV spaces for the site plan. If that's not,
nope,
that's what the application was for, but I believe that's what we're talking about.
Yes, that's what I'm showing, sir.
Okay. So if you give me a moment, I'm just gonna text Mr. Strosher to see if he can. What the difficulty is. Can you give me just a moment?
Sure. Yeah, certainly. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Strosher, here.
He's on but disabled.
It says, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you are, Jim. We can hear you.
Okay. All right. My camera says it's disabled, but I'm on my phone, so I apologize for that. Hopefully you can hear me now.
Mr. Strosher, this is Jay Runbeck, you're a co-host, so you can share your screen if you want to. Or you can show your video if you want to.
All right. Can you see me now?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Strosher. No worries. Would you just please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Jim Strosher, 302 8th Street Northwest, 87102.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So this is a request to waive the EV parking space requirement for an affordable housing multifamily project in the southwest part of the city. We are not requesting to waive the EV capable charging stations, which is a separate requirement in the IDO. But I'll just say, you know.
Uh-oh. Mr. Strosher, I think we lost you there. Are you still there, sir?
Looks like he's frozen. This is Jay Rodenbach. Hey, Scott, you might see if Jim can just call in. I'll provide the number and the code that he needs to call in, but he may call in if he's having video issues. I think it's pretty important that he represent this one because I don't know if you were on the application for this as an agent. So it's pretty important to have Jim represent this one.
I would agree.
I know you're involved with the site plan, which is what this is being submitted in association with, but yeah, it's pretty important to have Mr. Strozier, I think, represent this one.
I'm not the one to do this. I agree.
I got this, Mr. Hearing Officer. I got I don't know if it's relevant, but well, it is relevant, but I don't know if it's relevant to screen share, but I got the site plan that's associated with this sidewalk, with this waiver,
Oh yeah.
ready if we need a screen share, just FYI. Oh,
Thank
I see it
you.
right there. It's being screen shared right now. Sorry.
Oh
Can you
yeah.
hear me
There it is.
now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm over at the county building, and for whatever reason, it keeps cutting me out. I apologize for that.
Well, no problem, Mr. Stosher. Go ahead,
We'll
sir.
blame it's a city county battle. Anyways, I apologize for that. So real quickly, once again, it's an affordable housing project, and our goal in this request is to number one, it's a cost issue in terms of developing the charging spaces. We are not requesting to waive the EV capable spaces. So if the demand occurs in the future, which doesn't exist today, the developer would have the ability to install the charging stations at that time. The problem is kind of twofold. So one I mentioned is the cost. The second issue is related to the fact that these EV spaces, and Eric Rodolph, who's our client, is on the call, and they have a great deal of experience doing these types of projects and understand the demand, which currently is non-existent for EV parking spaces in these types of projects, is that it not only is costly to develop them, but once you put those EV charging spaces in, a typical car and typical passenger vehicle can't park there. And so it's kind of a double whammy. So we did see the planning department's comments, and we did see those comments, and we understand that there may be a conflict with the state energy code, and we appreciate the willingness to work with us on a compromise to this waiver. And I really just would appreciate some comment as to whether or not that the state energy code kind of trumps the city's ability to waive the parking spaces. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Strozier. Well, let's see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So again, for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item 5. It's a request for a waiver of EV parking spaces required under the IDO. Please raise your hand to provide public comment on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 5. Last call for public comment on agenda item 5. Okay, Mr. Strozier, doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have no comments or objections to the proposed waiver. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up would be code enforcement. Mr. Jacob Boylan, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no comments and no objections on this.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Next up is Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested waiver. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alec. And that takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. The next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection to the waiver.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. And that takes us to the planning comments. I will be delivering those today.
This is Robert Webb. I'll be delivering those.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Mr. Lucero,
Yes.
can I also give comment? And I wanted to give one overarching comment before Mr. Webb did his, so I apologize.
Oh, no
It
problem.
might help the discussion. Okay.
Thank you, Sterling Wolfley. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I just kind of want to make one statement that has been cleared by our director. And the statement is this: the city, as a political subdivision of the state of New Mexico, is governed by the minimum set by the state. Neither the DHO nor planning has legal authority to go below the minimum requirement. The city can be stricter, but not more lenient than the state code.
Thank you for that clarification, Ms. Wolfley. Mr. Webb, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is Robert Webb with planning. So the EV parking space requirement for charging station in the IDO is based on the number of parking spaces that's provided for the entire development. So it calls out that a couple different things. So when there's more than 200 off-street parking spaces that are constructed, at least 5% of the vehicle parking spaces shall include electric vehicle charging stations. Installed with a rating of 240 volts or higher. And then all new multifamily residential developments containing more than 100 dwelling units shall meet both of the following requirements. At least 5% of the required off-street parking spaces shall have electric vehicle EV charging stations installed with a rating of 240 volts or higher. So that's the same. And at least 25% of the required off-street parking spaces shall be provided as EV capable. Number two there looks like it's being met. The calculation that we had on there is there's 405 parking spaces on the site plan. That's of course associated with this request. 25% of that would be 101 EV capable spaces. We'll just need to make sure that those are called out as they're going through the site plan approval process. But and they're it's not approved as of yet. They're going through some revisions and resubmittals as of right now. And that's per the 2023 version of the IDO is where that's called out. The we were looking and researching the waiver request, and in our research, we found that the state building code and energy conservation section specifically called out for multifamily projects. Let me see here, I have it, or I can share. Make sure you're seeing that. Okay. So EV spaces and EV capable spaces shall be determined in accordance with this section and table based on the total number of automobile parking spaces and shall be rounded up to the nearest whole number. For R2 buildings as occupancy for multifamily, the table requirements shall be based on the total number of dwelling units or the total number of parking spaces, whichever is less. So in this case, we could, because of that is a building code and it's a state code, there's not a way that we can supersede that. So in our comments, let me go back here, sorry. The staff recommendation is to waive 8 of the required 20 EV charging stations, as the applicant must also meet the state energy code, which requires at least 12 spaces for 240 dwelling units. Therefore, this waiver would not undermine the state energy code, which is adopted as the city's energy code. The waiver of 8 EV charging stations is based on the IDO criteria of 66P31D, varying from the EV charging station requirements, encourages more of the project budget to go toward ingenuity of the multifamily layout, architecture, and design. The architecture, color, and materials are exemplary for this project. And the calculation, in case that wasn't clear, that we had here was 5% of the total number of dwelling units, which is 240. So that's where the 12 would be required per that 2021 New Mexico Commercial Energy Conservation Code. And go ahead, Julie.
Oh, if you'll just go through the rest of the waiver criteria for the hearing officer, because he needs to consider all of that.
Okay. So the waiver will not materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare. Putting in charging stations now will allow the tenants to participate in sustainability. The waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. The provision of EV charging stations does not affect the surrounding properties. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. The EV charging stations do not affect the public right-of-way or the building of infrastructure. The waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or a MAFCA adopted plan or policy, this IDO, or any city code or ordinance. The waiver achieves EV parking stations for the property in compliance with city goals. However, the waiver recognizes limited current demand for EV charging stations on the project site. It is anticipated that demand will grow and the EV capable spaces will be converted to charging stations. The waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible an undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. The waiver has no effect on the 100-year floodplain. The waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. The waiver achieves EV parking stations for the property in compliance with city goals. However, the waiver recognizes limited current demand, so it's very similar to the other comment. Demand for the charging stations on the project site. It is anticipated that demand will grow and the EV-capable spaces will be converted to charging stations. The waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable standards for the zone district where the lot is located, unless a deviation to such standards is within the thresholds established in section 64P deviations and is granted by the DHO as part of this approval. The waiver to EV parking stations does not affect the other applicable building standards for which a project is compliant. Requiring the 12 EV stations on the site maintains compatibility with the city building code and state energy code. The waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of the subsection 66P. Staff recommends the partial waiver of 8 charging stations as the minimum required to achieve redress without being inconsistent with the building and energy codes. And if the request for a waiver to the IDO sidewalk requirements, the area of low intensity land use to an extent of the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the subject property. The waiver does not affect the sidewalk requirements. And let me see here. And if the EV charging stations will be affected, we'll just need to make sure that it's, you know, noted on the infrastructure list if it's affecting it at all, but I don't believe that it will. And as I mentioned earlier, we just want to make sure that on the site plan, the capable stations get noted on there as well.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Ms. Oakley again. Robert, can you just put up your table that you created on the map on this? And one thing I wanted to make sure of is while we were here in this waiver environment, I want to make sure the applicant team is aware of the required number of EV capable stations for the IDO and that they are indeed providing those as we look at the actual charging stations being provided, because if there was any discrepancy there, then that should kind of be considered in this waiver environment and might need re-advertising. But I just want to get the whole of it out there for discussion so we understand where this applicant is. So just in summary, Staff is recommending that the waiver be of 8 EV charging stations, which would leave 12. 12 that would be built. And then that we want to make sure the applicant team does have 101 EV capable spaces that they will be providing on their site plan, because the site plan doesn't currently give this information clearly.
Thank you. Mr. Strosher, would you like to respond to the planning comments?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. And this is Jim Strosher again. And thank you, Ms. Wolfley and Mr. Webb, for working with us and getting that clear answer from the planning director on the relationship between the IDO and the state regulations. We would appreciate the partial waiver as recommended by the planning department. That would be a waiver of 8 of the parking spaces, consistent with the table that Mr. Webb has got on the screen now. And we will modify our site plan that's currently being reviewed by the DFT to reflect those EV charging stations as well as the EV capable spaces. And we acknowledge both of those requirements and will modify the site plan to reflect this decision moving forward. So with that, thank you very much. We appreciate everybody's time and efforts on this request.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Strosher. Any other further comments from any DFT staff member? Mr. Weber or Ms. Wolfley, if you would please put in the chat any proposed conditions. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so Mr. Hearing Officer, on this one, I don't think there are conditions, but you need to approve the waiver and state the number of EV charging stations that are being waived. And then from your script, you would need to identify, and I can put it up on the screen, the justification for the waiver. Most important is to state 1D. Is what staff is recommending as the justification. And then our script typically allows you to summarize the remaining provisions by saying the waiver will not be contrary to public health, safety, and welfare. Or
yes,
if you'd like to possibly state more of the justification. But I think what might be more effective is just to show you on the screen the staff memo. And let that guide you, because it'll be easier to read than the chat.
Yes, very good. Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised. Have you been sworn in on this item yet?
I have not.
Oh, thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir.
I was just going to note that we could address the EV charging station requirement as a finding rather than a condition. We've done that in the past for these types of applications, but I agree with Ms. Wolfley that there's no sign off of a waiver. So conditioning it is kind of problematic from that standpoint. But yeah, perhaps we could address that as a finding.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I guess what I'm saying is the approval can clearly state this is a waiver for X number of charging, required charging stations. They can waive 8 of the required 20 stations. You know, I think that can actually be what you state as your decision. And we can put material in the findings about what is required and some of that kind of stuff. But I think you want to actually have your statement of approval include the number of EV charging stations you're waiving.
Very good. That makes sense. And as I understand it, I don't need to make any comment on the EV capable stations, given that that's not before the DHO at this time. Is that correct? I
Yeah,
see.
I talked to my minister, Strozier, saying yes as well, that the applicant is intending to comply with EV capable.
Very good. Okay, well, thank you, everyone. This is the first for me, this EV waiver request. So I appreciate everyone's patience as we walk through the IDO and state provisions. So having heard the testimony today and reviewed the evidence in the record, I hereby approve the waiver of 8 EV charging stations to the required 20 EV charging stations, which results in an installation of a total of 12 stations. Because the request meets the criteria set forth in subsection D, which is that varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, economy, effective use of open space, and ingenuity in design of a subdivision in accordance with accepted principles of site planning. And because the waiver will not be contrary to public health, safety, or welfare, as more particularly set forth as follows. The waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. The waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or a MAFCA adopted plan or policy, this IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. The waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. The waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. The waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located, unless a deviation to the standard is within the threshold established by subsection 14.16.6.4p and is granted by the DHO. Excuse me. The waiver approved is the minimum necessary to approve redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of this subsection 14.16.6.6p. And this request does not affect IDO sidewalk requirements. Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate everyone's input. And that concludes agenda item 5.
Thank you so much, everybody. Really appreciate everybody's work on this.
Thank you. That also concludes the agenda for today, January 8th, 2025. It's at 10:44 by my clock. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Voice gets better.